already. We've had the minister, the junior minister for agriculture, Andrew Doyle, out to a farm in Leitrim last Saturday fortnight, I think, and we've also mentioned it in the Department of Agriculture and to Minister Creed on a number of occasions. And Minister Creed has come back to say that he will meet with representatives from the area with me sooner rather than later, because there is a serious crisis there. And it will definitely manifest itself shortly after Christmas, because farmers had to, they were hit with a double whammy in that, first of all, a lot of them were unable to get their second or third cut silage, and also because the year has been so wet, they had to start feeding out their first cut a lot earlier than normal. So immediately after Christmas, I'd say we'll see situations where farmers would be out of fodder.
And the farmers that you met on the ground today, how are they coping?
Yeah, well, a lot of them are very, very worried and concerned, and rightly so. A lot of the farmers that we've met over the last month, 6 weeks. And, you know, our call to the minister is that the structures need to be put in place now, and some sort of a package put in place, because we know that the crisis is inevitable, that it's going to hit in January, February, March period on different farms. And it's not when it hits is the time to be putting something in place. The work needs to be done now. We've a meeting in, the IFA have a meeting in the McWilliam Park in Claremorris on this Friday night. And it's to talk about the fodder crisis, number one, the need for absolute support for the suckler cow to save an industry that will die on its feet if there isn't adequate support for it. The ANC payments and the European review that was to be undertaken this year, and also the GLAS payments coming up, as well as the YO payment, because those are issues that are very pertinent to farmers in the northwest region, whether it's Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, Roscommon, Mayo and Galway. And we would urge farmers to come there on Friday night, because we have speakers from Chagask, we have speakers from Arrivo and the IFA, amongst other speakers, that will and also highlight, Farmers Journal are also attending. But I think it's very important that farmers now are educated in relation to budgeting, maybe buying meal, using that with the silage to extend the amount of fodder that they have.